Hello, this is Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's Sunday, November 16th, 1 week after the start. What a tumultuous week that was. Four of the boats are out. I think four others returned and are back on the course again, which is good. A lot of damage. So anyway, we find ourselves now just having passed the Canary Islands last night, and we went close aboard to Gran Canaria Island, one of the eastern islands, and could see the lights of Las Palmas, the city there, planes coming and going at the airport, and so on. We made good time through the night. Actually, these last couple of days, we made some adjustments to autopilot the day before, and were able to go much faster in the stronger breeze without having the boat broach and wipe out, or it turns up sort of into the wind and lays over on its side. And so those pilot settings have added some more control and some more speed to the whole operation here. The next step last night was, because after we got past the island, there would be a long downwind leg forecast, was to try the spinnaker. And we had practiced with that some back up at Port Laferrere, but not too much by myself. And so we had about 15 knots of wind, which would be reasonable. We'd done it in that amount of wind before. Did get it up after a bit of a tussle, and it's up in a sock, which is then hoisted up past the spinnaker. So you hoist the whole thing, it's all under control, and then you hoist the sock, and it reveals the spinnaker underneath, and that fills, and off you go. And to get it down is done in the reverse, and usually this is done by somebody going up to the foredeck and pulling the sock down. But what happened was the wind gradually increased, and the pilot was unable to hold the boat straight on some of the puffs that came along, so the boat would wipe out and be laying over on its side, and the mainsail dragging in the water, and the spinnaker dragging in the water. And finally, there'd be a little bit of a let up, and the tillers, actually, the rudders, I could grab them, take them away from the autopilot, and hold it by hand, and be able to yank it over and get the boat back going straight. But then the problem was, okay, how am I going to go forward and get the spinnaker down? So I can either hand steer all night, and then the wind was supposed to diminish in the morning, or try something else. And so when we would have little lulls, I would run forward and I'd get the line that pulls this sock down, let it through a block all the way back to the cockpit, put it on a winch, and then I'd be able to winch it down while I could hand steer if I had to with the other hand. So I decided to try it. It actually worked, and that was good. I then rehoisted, and off we went again at about between 15, 16, 17 knots, and these puffs, boats just tearing along. Brilliant moon, stars glittering, beautiful night, reasonably warm, and boat tearing along. We finally did have to jibe, and that got all messed up. So that's a different story. But anyway, we're proceeding along now. It's very calm today. Spinnaker still up, much lighter winds, and trying to make our way south. We did catch up with my friend Unai Basurko and Pakia. We caught up with him this morning, and he may be back past us now because we sailed into a big area where there was almost no wind at all. So anyway, things are going along okay here, trying to tidy up on Sunday and get a little bit of rest as well. Great American 3, off and clear.